Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night here at Nightlight. My guest for a few more minutes is the very funny and talented Mike Mercury. If you can get over to the Island Casino, like now, you can see him very shortly there. He's running a little behind. And tomorrow night, he'll be in Brilliant, Wisconsin with Rocky Laporte, who is also very funny. What is the name of the venue again in Brilliant, Mike?
It's called Round Lake Farms in Brilliant, Wisconsin. You can find them online. I think it's, I don't know. I have it right here probably. That goes to their tickets. TIXR.com is that's selling the tickets. But if you look up Round Lake Farms in Brilliant, it'll come up.
Perfect. That's a great show. Before we move on, and if you want to read Mike's articles, they're very funny. You could go, I would just probably Google Mike Mercury Substack, right? And it should come up.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be easier.
Read this one on Midwest Nights, folks. It's so funny. And before we move on, that was so funny. The guy that told you you need work. Have you tried, we were talking about ordering pizza, Mike. Have you tried the chizza?
No, I don't know. I don't know what. Okay. Now, this is the second thing I've learned from you. Last time I talked to you guys, you were talking about the choco.
Yeah,
whatever that was.
The choco taco.
Yeah, the choco taco.
The holy grail of fast food dessert. All right,
I'm worried about you guys and your diets all of a sudden.
So here's what it is. It's a piece of fried chicken with pepperoni and cheese, a piece of pizza smashed onto the fried chicken, and it's available, no. I believe, for a limited. Is that still available, Conrad, or where do we decide there?
The chicken parm is still available.
Chicken parm?
That's pretty much what it is.
Conrad just renamed it, which I'm fine with. It sounds more appetizing than the chizza.
The chizza. Where do you get a chizza?
KFC.
Oh, jeepers. Yeah.
That's for people that really are trying to put on weight. Like if you're on a high school football team, that'd probably be a great meal.
Yeah. Or if you're trying to have a heart attack by Friday, when you're planning on having a heart attack and need to have it done in a hurry, stock up on chizza and choco tacos,
put them all together. Even. So Mike, what else do you have? Any other Wisconsin dates coming up you want to talk about?
I don't know. Not off the top of my head. I'm doing a charity event next week, Friday in Wanakee, Wisconsin, March 15th at the Meadows of 6 Mile Creek in Wanakee, Wisconsin. It's nice. Some sort of a charity event. I'm sorry, off the top of my head, I don't know what the event is or who it benefits. But if you're in the Dane County, Madison area, yeah, check that show out, Wanakee. That'll be fun.
Outstanding. How much of the stuff on your website is true?
If you've looked at my website, you can tell that it's been wildly neglected for many years.
I think with Y2K was the last thing I saw on there, Mike.
There's that's funny. There is some reference to Y2K in there. I think it's all true for the most part.
That's hilarious.
I think it's all true as far as like some of the shows I've done or people I've met. I mean, I think it's all mostly true. Some of it might be slightly embellished as far as what the nature of this, like if I dropped a name and it's not like we were playing Madison Square Garden. It was probably me and somebody at some small club on a Tuesday night in the, North Hollywood or something.
That's funny. I noticed you said that you wrote a Christmas play.
Oh, that's
when
true.
You were 10 years old about Santa being hijacked on an airplane. It was more, I was mortified. That was that a 10 year old.
That is true. That was like the first, actually, I was going to say the first play. That's the only play I ever wrote. But it was actually, it was, I swear to God, it was pretty good for, you know, whatever, for fifth grade. It was good. And we did it as the school, the class, whatever, they thought it was good. So they presented it as the school play. And I was so into it and so excited about it. That was really, really at 10 years old, that was one of the very first things I had done where I knew what I wanted to do with my life. And so in that regard, I was very fortunate to have, you know, some sense of what I wanted to be doing. Because I've met people who have never, ever come close to having any specific thing in their life. So, you know,
what do you say you've performed for hundreds of thousands, possibly? How many people seriously do you think you've performed for over the last 30 some odd years?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would be hundreds of thousands, but not millions, not like live shows. Hundreds of thousands.
I guess it would. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be hundreds of thousands for sure. I mean, I've done, you know, I've probably done 5,000 shows or something like that, or I don't know, something, you know.
Boy.
And some of them would have, you know, several hundred. I've done a handful of shows where there's 1,000, 1,200, 1,500.
That's so crazy. Yeah, that seemed like an exorbitant amount when I read it, but you're right. You've probably... That's crazy. Does that make you feel good, like this, to realize you've brought that much laughter to that many people, and probably a few tears, but mostly laughs?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things I never really think of, and I just, when I was writing that thing, that column, I was like, how many people? How long have I been doing this? Because I really spend very little time thinking about those types of things. But I mean, for the most part. You know, I had a friend years ago who told me his father was on his deathbed, and he told he like the after his father passed away, he said, "I was telling my dad some of your jokes while he was dying," and I was like, "Really?" And that sort of knocked my socks off because, you know, I mean, that's something. You know, I mean, when people need to laugh, and even when they know they're not going to be with us much longer. And he was telling him some of my jokes.
That's so great. And I'm just picturing him saying, hearing one of your jokes and saying, all right, I'm ready now.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah. And it, who knows?
No, you
know,
that's
one of
really
my
cool.
Kind of finished him off, but it was touching to hear. Cause I really don't spend much time thinking about how, if I'm having any effect on anybody or not. I just don't. But when you find out that you do, it's a nice thing. So,
well, you make me laugh, buddy. You're very, and that's not just me being Midwest nice. What do you, Mike, before we let you go, what are you watching? Are you into any TV shows you could recommend?
Well, you know what I just started watching like a week or so ago was, hold on, I got the name of it right here. It's called Masters of the Air on Apple. It's not a comedy. I've been watching a lot of comedies, but Masters of the Air is this World War II story. I believe it's Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks are co-producers or something to that effect. And it's about this little band of pilots in the early period, or maybe actually must be closer to the end of World War II, who are stationed in England and have to fly these missions across the English Channel. And they are up against it in a big way. And it started off, I was like, oh, this is okay. And it was a little slow. It's got that kid who played the Elvis in the Elvis movie, something Butler.
Austin Butler, I think.
Yeah, Austin Butler. And a bunch of other, and there's some really good people. Anyway, it's sort of, I'm like on episode 7 or 8, and now it's finally really got a grip on me. It's fairly riveting. But it took a few episodes to get there. But, and of course, partly is the older I get, the more appreciation I have for history and things like that. So, you know, it's a good watch.
So that's not a documentary. I thought that was a documentary. I don't know much about it. Obviously, it's not if Austin Butler's in it, though.
It's not a doc, but it's based on a book. But I believe the book was fictionalized. I had not read the book, but it's a historical fiction, I guess, is what you would call it.
That's so great. And Austin Butler.
No laughs at all, by the way. It's not funny.
Yeah. Most World War II stuff isn't funny. Unless you're watching 1941 with Belushi. Right. And, have you seen Dune 2 by any chance? Austin Butler's in that.
No, I have not. I don't know. I've seen some promos for it, but I haven't seen it.
It's typically not my kind of movie, but I did enjoy it. I watched it with my son, and Austin Butler plays this badass in it. And he's a good actor. Really? He was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I thought he was really good. I guess he was good in Elvis. I didn't see Elvis, but yeah, he plays a guy that Timothy Chalamet fights at the end, and it's like this really cool battle. That guy is like totally on the rise. That's pretty cool.
Well, the problem I have is the only thing I've seen him in was the Elvis thing. And now when I see him in this, it's like young Elvis. And of course, Elvis was in World War II, but he was in the service. He's still kind of Elvis-y to me, which is a little hard to, you know, when I'm watching him climb in and he's the pilot of a fighter and it's like, hey, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. He takes the beach at Normandy and then breaks into a song. So that's so great. Mike, I can't thank you enough for your time tonight. It was so great catching up again. Good luck tomorrow night in Brilliant, and tell Rocky we said hello. And I would love to meet Steve Hartman too, if he's as funny. I've heard his name. He's supposed to be very funny, so we'll have to get him on the show as well.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to see you again, and thank you, Conrad. Say hi to your mom, Conrad. I believe she listens every night.
She's
not a mistake.
She's a rock star. She's like the Elvis of civic media. So there you go. I can make a leg. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk soon. All right. So that was Mike Mercury. You can catch him tomorrow night in Brilliant, Wisconsin at Round Lake Farms. And check out his articles on his Substack. Very funny stuff. And Conrad, you got to pass that along to your mom. I think she'd really like to hear that.
Well, she's probably listening.
Is she an Elvis fan?
Actually, my dad is more of an Elvis fan.
I'm talking, of course, about the old quarterback, Elvis Gerbach. You didn't think I meant Elvis Presley, did you?
No, of course not. Why would I think of Elvis Presley?
The other Elvis.
Exactly.
All right. We have more Nightlight coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sky's the light, so we dance to the break down. Ladies and gentlemen, I got the medicine, so you should keep your eyes on the ball. This is getting heavy, can you hear the bass? Boom, I'm ready. Woo-hoo. Levy's chillin', honey. Yeah, this bitch is chillin' like money. Welcome back to Nightlight. Those of you who have not switched over to the State of the Union address, it's great to still have you with me. We are still visible on the stream on Facebook and YouTube and various radio stations throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. And we got a couple texts here that I neglected to read before we started jawing with Mike from the 920. Jim from Appleton says, well, I am glad to know it's National Flapjack Day. I just had blueberry flapjacks and bacon for supper. It was delicious. Was Jim the one with the honey maple syrup on the...
Yeah.
Wow, that's a...
Maybe he had that on the side as well.
Yeah, the side.
Now that's a good dinner right there.
Wow, he's got to be full. Sleep on your stomach tonight, Jim. And then Steve, Conrad's dad from the 920, says, texting for Conrad's mom, seeing she is driving from our big move out of the Florida Keys to Ocala, Florida. Favorite cereal is honeycombs, seeing they don't get soggy right away with milk. That is true. I loved honeycomb until like Lucky Charms came out. Then all bets were off. And then I discovered the joy of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So just a quick reminder, if you want to text us, your text will go to the State of the Union broadcast. So you'll have to get a hold of us on the stream through Facebook or YouTube. We are still here, but the text line belongs to other people right now. So if you want to chime in on the State of the Union, that's the place to go. Otherwise, great to have you with us. Mike Siegel coming up in just a few minutes to talk about, we're going to have a little Simpsons talk. Mike is the one who introduced me to the show The Simpsons. And I'm very excited to talk to him and give him a Simpsons quiz. And we might even give him our little movie quiz that we came up with. In the meantime, this was a day Ricky Stenicki was released today on Amazon and in theaters. I'll probably go see it in theaters. And Conrad gives it a thumbs up, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
I'm seeing my thumb right
maybe
now.
Maybe two thumbs.
Two thumbs. Okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Wow, that's fantastic. Who watches The Real Housewives? I swear, The Real Housewives of Toronto. This is the anniversary of that show. It dropped in 2017. I don't know who my only guess as to who watches The Real Housewives are housewives who want to be on TV.
Isn't there like a billion housewives of some town?
Yeah, the second one now, The Real Housewives of Dubai, just launched. The Housewives of Toronto, Orange County, Miami, New York, they're all over the world now. They're international. I don't know, does housewife behavior when you roll a camera differ town to town, country to country? I don't understand why this is such a big franchise.
We need the Real Housewives of Green Bay.
Yes, that's what I said. I'm holding out until they come to Wisconsin. I want to see the Real Housewives of Oconomowoc.
Or Housewives or Kewaskum.
Kewaskum, sure, Marinette. Let's throw our hometowns in there. Absolutely. We don't discriminate. So let's do some comedy here before we bring Mike in. It's Wanda Sykes' birthday today. Wanda's a very funny comedian. She turns, I want to say 60 today. Yes, 60. And we have a clip of her stand-up. She's so funny. Here is Wanda Sykes.
I remember having a crush on my brother's girlfriend's sister. She was an older girl. And I remember telling her, you know, I said, you know, I wish I were a boy and then you could be my girlfriend. Yeah. Cute, right? That shut me down. Oh, my God. She crushed me. She was like, you don't say that. That's disgusting. That's nasty. You're nasty. You don't like girls. You like boys. You don't like girls. You like boys. And I was like, okay, you know. I guess I'll put this in a box. Deal with it when I can afford therapy. I guess bring on the dick. And even then, it took me a long time. Like, I was a virgin until I was a junior in college. Yeah. And even then, I was just like, let me just get this over with. And I found the shortest guy with the littlest hands I could find. Teeny hands. Because I was like, you know, I ain't trying to have a whole meal.
That's Wanda Sykes on her 60th birthday. We should probably, Mike was talking about, he asked the listeners to give him likes. We don't ever do that, Conrad.
Yeah.
We should ask people, you know, we got people watching on the stream and on YouTube. Give us a like if you think about it, or if you're on Facebook. We're not opposed to that. We need to be better advocates for our, for social media. I'm trying to be more of a social media guy. I think I'm getting a little better, but, yeah, give us a like on Facebook or Twitter. Are we on Twitter?
Yeah, the WGBW Twitter. Twix.
WGBW Twitter.
Twitter, okay. Formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, the best thing to do is probably just to go to the Facebook.
Also streaming on Civic Media YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And here are some texts I did not see earlier. Stacy Sue says, good evening. Good evening, Stacy Sue. I hope you're still listening and watching on the stream. Amanda Nimmer, dare you to play one song other than Chopsticks on the piano. That sounds like a challenge.
I think you got it.
I think I could do that. This piano, darn the luck, though. It's under the weather. I've got the mechanics coming out to look at it soon, Amanda. Otherwise, I would. But thank you for playing along. And Amanda puts our Facebook post together, does such a great job. And thank you for doing that, Amanda. And then Stacy Sue says Frosted Flakes are her favorite cereal. So Frosted Flakes, I'm surprised we haven't heard that yet. That's a big one. So great text as always. I saw this. There's a new movie coming out called Merv, starring Zooey Deschanel. And it's about a dog who gets depressed because the owners split up. It's a rom-com, as you might have guessed. So the owners take the dog on a trip to Florida to cheer the dog up. All right. I'm not a pet owner. But if people lost their minds, I don't get this. I know dogs can get depressed, and I love dogs. I don't have one, but I've had dogs in my life. Love dogs. But are we officially out of ideas for movies? Does the dog feel guilty like he's the one that broke them up? I don't get it. But that's a new movie. That will be coming out probably within a year. And we've touched on everything. When we come back, Mike Siegel will be here. Mike was the host of If Walls Could Talk, Movie Break, and What You Get for the Money. Great home shows. He's also the one who turned me on to The Simpsons. Love me some Simpsons. And we're going to give Mike a movie quiz, too. The rest of the world is talking about politics tonight. That's important. I love politics, too. But even more than that, I love talking about TV and movies and making listeners laugh. That's what it's all about, right, Conrad?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You can't fake enthusiasm like Conrad just. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
All right, there we go. All right, coming up next, Mike Siegel on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gotta get away, I don't know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Those of you still with us on the stream, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Tomorrow night on the show, we talk Green Bay film with Nick and Caitlin. They were a lot of fun the last time they were on the show. They've got more screenings coming up this weekend. We'll discuss that. And Terry Barr, as we've gotten into the habit of having her on Friday nights to talk about who she has live in the studio for Max Inc. Such a fun show. All right, I'm really excited because those of you who still watch The Simpsons, it's like maybe the greatest show that's ever, it's like in its 35th year. It's insane. Still funny, in my opinion. Not, you know, every show has its like first anywhere from 3 to 7 seasons that are just great. And that certainly was the case with The Simpsons, but it's still a good show. If you watch it, I tune in periodically. They still bring it. And it's a national treasure. And here to discuss The Simpsons with me is Color Television's own Mike Siegel. Mike, how are you tonight?
Hey, Petey, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. It's great to hear your voice, buddy.
Yeah, good to hear you, too. If you're going to do those people with the Green Bay film, are they going to mention the performance of the guy who played Driver in The Godfather of Green Bay? Is that on tap tomorrow night? Is that what you
know?
I'll
certainly bring it up, Mike. They run a film festival, and since that title is about 20 years old, it probably won't come up. But if you want me to shoehorn it into the conversation, I'm happy
every
to do
five
that
minutes,
on your behalf.
Every 5 minutes, I want you to shoehorn it in.
Done and done. Mike, you're a very financially responsible, fiscally responsible person, I would say. You've been kind of an inspiration. Yeah, you are. You've been kind of an inspiration for me. And I have to ask you, what on earth, why does your credit get dinged when they do a credit check? Can you tell me that?
I think it's just a matter of like, you know, the banks and everything else are running. I think it looks bad if more people are asking about your credit. I don't know why. I think if the more credit cards people apply for, maybe it looks like you can't get a credit card or something. I don't know why. That seems more like a Chip Chinnery Chips Money Tips question for that.
But I did.
I do know that's the case. What did he say?
He didn't really know either, but I feel like I'm helping my son buy a car, you know, and they always say, well, your credit's going to get dinged. It's like, why? My credit's not bad. I'm trying to get a loan. Why are you penalizing me for checking my credit? That makes absolutely no sense. Like, I get if you don't pay your bills or if you claim bankruptcy or whatever, but that doesn't make any sense to me. Why it would go down just because, like, they checked.
Oh, just check the, you checked or the company checked or like,
no, when a company runs a credit check on you to check your credit, you get dinged and your credit goes down a couple points. And I don't understand how that's fair or why it happens. And I'm just asking the question because this has been something I've dealt with this week.
Maybe it sends red flags that the more people that are calling about your credit, that maybe you can't get it or you're a risk or something. I really don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But
they should do
be.
A little
I know
more.
We get a free, I know we get a free credit report. You know, by law, every year you can check your credit for free on annualcreditreport.com, I think it is.
Okay. All right. Buddy, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, good. And let me know, please.
I will. So I made a joke.
Thank you for considering me fiscally responsible. I appreciate that.
Oh, you are. You're a well-rounded individual for sure. So earlier in the week, I hurt my back, Mike, over the weekend. And I said on the air.
Sorry to hear.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. You know, you get to be our age. And I said on the air, I said I spent the whole weekend walking like James Caan. And I don't know. do you understand that reference? Or does that put a visual in your head?
It kind of does. He was like,
yeah,
ramrod. It was like stiff and kind of ramrod straight, but chest kind of out always. Was that,
yes,
were you doing that?
I was kind of leaning.
He wasn't a hunched over guy.
Right. His shoulders were kind of back, and that's how I had to walk. I had to stick my trunk out.
Yeah.
And my shoulders were kind of back, and I felt like I should put on a tank top and have like a little bit of hair on my back, and I could have pulled off the James Caan thing.
So, yeah, you know what he found good for that? Sitting in the Playboy hot tub in the grotto.
I don't have access to that, Mike. What do I just take a hot shower? Will that help?
That seemed to work for old Jimmy Caan. That and a little rollerball.
Okay. Oh, rollerball. Nice reference. Then this is why Big Brother is watching us, because I'm talking to Mike and I just asked him about credit, Mike, and I get an email saying check your credit score. How weird is
You're
that?
Kidding.
No.
That's creepy. That's creepy.
Very creepy. And I can't even check it because it'll go down if I do. So all right. So, Mike, I've been crediting you with turning me on to The Simpsons years ago. I think we were doing stand-up and we were driving through Marinette, which is where my parents live, and we stayed overnight there. And you had a VHS of some Simpsons episodes, and you played the monorail episode.
Oh,
and that was my
classic.
Yeah. And that was my first exposure to The Simpsons. And I always feel a debt of gratitude for that. So,
I'm glad it's like he turned you on to heroin.
Yeah. Not quite as dangerous, but yeah, I can see that. They were very addicting. I remember watching The Simpsons every night, four or five episodes when I first discovered it. So you're probably accurate about that.
Yeah, I got way into it, and then somebody gave me, I think it was in a gift bag. I don't think it was a gift. It was maybe in a swag bag or something, but I got the DVDs of the entire, I think it's season 4, which is an amazing season. It's like the monorail episode is on that. Camp Krusty is on that when they take over the summer camp, like Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Flies, I mean. And don't be the boy.
Homer, having Bart out of Homer's life, he and Marge eat right. They lose weight. They're doing yoga. And Homer feels better than ever because Bart is not around. Then he sees on TV that the Camp Krusty has been taken hostage when they were trying to talk to their leader. And Homer says, don't be the boy. Don't be the boy. And of course, it's Bart, and his stomach immediately starts protruding again, and he loses what little hair he had grown back. That's so great.
Are you up? It was like Mr. Plow was in that year too. I mean,
that's a great one too.
It might be one of the best years. So I mean, and I didn't, you know, doing so many house cleanings and stuff, and kind of like clearing shelves in the last few years. I couldn't part with that season, and I don't even know if I have a DVD player anymore.
Right. Are you, you feel like, you could crush a Simpsons quiz?
Well, it depends. I know you were talking about how it's like, it was 34 years, 35 years.
Yeah.
It's been,
but these are all from the heyday, these quotes.
Okay, good. Because, to be honest with you, I haven't kept up in the last 10 years or so. I've not,
right.
I don't have regular TV anymore either. So it's just like, once I cut the cord, I really lost a lot of Simpsons episodes. I know they're on, I think, is it Hulu now or Disney? One of those.
I think Disney, yeah. And I, you know, it just kind of pisses me off because I cut the cord in 2013, maybe, and I was saving a ton of money. And all of a sudden, now all these apps I'm paying like $4,000 a month, and they're putting commercials on them again. So it's like, what's the point?
It's just such a scam. I know, it's like, unless if you want, it's not bad unless you want to see live sports. If you want to see live sports, you're going to pay, and they know it.
Correct.
I mean, so that's the one time I wish I wasn't a sports fan.
Yeah, at least you can stream the sports now too, though, on most of this the apps. But all right,
legally,
so here's what we're going to do.
Of course, but you're...
What's that?
Legally, of course, you're saying, Pete.
Oh yeah.
Legally,
I would never.
Streamed.
Yeah, the word pirate is not in my vocabulary, even though I just used it. All right, Conrad, are you ready with the bell, buddy?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, get ready. I think Mike's going to do, I don't know if you know Andrew Genzer, Mike. He was a fellow writer on Sports Soup on the show I worked on years ago.
No.
But he struggled a little bit, but I think you'll do okay because I think you and I are on the same level with these quotes. So here, I'm going to read them, and you guess the character who said it, okay?
All right.
Okay. That is a great disservice to my country and my God, but okay.
That's got to be a poo.
Yes, that is correct.
A poo in the Hasabiba. A poo in
the Hasabiba Petalon.
Yeah.
The character is no longer on The Simpsons.
Isn't that wild? It's I used to love that when he, you know, he was secretly a genius and he was valedictorian of his class of 1 million back in India.
1 million. He owns the Quickie Mart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
he graduated first in his class of 1 million. Typical India.
Okay, here's another one. Come on, Homer. After work, we're stopping at Moe's for a Zima.
Oh, was that got to be either Lenny or Carl?
Yes.
It's got to be one of those two.
Correct. 2 for 2, buddy. This is impressive. Out of the gate. Okay. How may I ask, did you get past the hall monitor?
Oh, that's got to be Principal Skinner.
Correct.
Yeah. How may I ask? Did you get past the whole monitor?
That's when the Bart is part of the gangsters. He's serving them drinks like in Goodfellas, and the mob shows up at the school. And Prince keeps.
How may I ask? Did you?
How may I ask? Did you get past the hall monitors?
he makes the perfect Bart makes the perfect Manhattan.
That's what it was. The perfect Manhattan. Yeah. All right. Here's another one. Boy, mom sure will be happy. You won $50.
I'm sure we'll be happy you went this. Is that Bart?
No, it was followed by Homer saying, "You'd think that, wouldn't you?" because he was betting on football with Lisa.
Lisa, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I remember. Yeah, she's a genius.
Yeah, exactly. She has a great betting, the probabilities and all that. Okay, so here's another one. I think you'll get this one, Mike. That's it. This family has held me back long enough. I'm going to clown college.
It's got to be Homer.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. I'm going to clown college.
And then Bart said, I don't think any of us expected him to say that. All right, here's one. This one's a little tougher, Mike. You're 4 for 5, okay. By the way. Very impressive.
Okay, good.
Okay. It takes place in a store. $15. That's a good price for 12 pounds of nutmeg.
Is that Marge?
That's Marge. That's correct.
Yeah.
Conrad wailing on that bell. Well done, young man. All right. This is not a quote. This is more of a trivia question.
Okay.
What Simpsons character's family makes nachos using cucumbers with cottage cheese?
Oh, that's got to be a Ned Flanders. That's a Flanders.
That's right? A total Ned Flanders. Correct. You have 6 of 7 so far. How are we doing on time, Conrad?
Oh. We got about like 30 seconds.
All right, one more.
All right.
Let's just do this. We'll pause. Mike's going to regroup. This is like Jeopardy. Take a deep breath, Mike. When we come back, okay. Mike is going to go for the prize. More Simpsons trivia next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. The last few minutes of Nightlight. Joining us to help me close the show tonight is my good friend Mike Siegel, TV host, stand-up comedian, and Simpsons quiz crusher. 6 of 7 so far, Mike. Very impressive.
Oh, I'm feeling good, Pete. Feeling good.
Okay. All right. Let's keep this going. Okay. Let's see. What are we going to do here? All right. All things are about Jesus, Homer, except this.
that's Reverend Lovejoy.
Yes. Very well done, Mike. All right. This is one of my favorite Simpsons lines of all time. I've learned that life is one crushing defeat after another until finally you just wish Flanders was dead.
That's got to be Homer.
That's Homer. Correct. Yeah. All right. Here's another one. Mike, you're grooving, man. Okay.
Okay.
This is a line. I'll give you a hint. It was said into the phone. You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
That's Homer.
Correct. All right, let's go for a couple more obscure ones here.
All right, good.
See how you do. You might remember me from such telethons as Out with Gout 88 and Let's Save Tony Orlando's House.
I'm Troy McClure.
Correct.
Can I give you my favorite Troy McClure line?
Absolutely.
He goes, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such self-help films as Smoke Yourself Thin and Get Confident, Stupid.
Troy, let's say this circle is you. My God, it's like you've known me all my life. All right. So here's another one. After watching a driving instructional video that involved a horrible death, this character said, "That's funny because I don't know him."
That's Homer, isn't it?
That is correct. Homer Simpson, ladies
yeah,
and
yeah,
gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's funny because they don't know him.
And I think Troy McClure hosted that one, too. You might remember me from such Driver's Ed films as Tonight We Drink, Tomorrow We Die, and Alice's Adventures Through the Windshield Glass.
Through the Windshield Glass. Oh, that's so great. I wish I would have found that one. All right, here's two more. We got two more. You are 10 of 11, Mike. Conrad, okay, get the bell ready.
It's ready.
Is the bell ready? Okay. It's very important. Here we go. Up yours, Krabapple.
Is that up yours, Krabapple? Is that the Milhouse?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh man. All right, last one.
Up yours, Krabapple.
Up yours, Krabapple, and then he says, "Oh, I probably should have waited till the end of the day to say that because it was the last day of school."
All right, last day of school.
All right, here's the final one. Mike is 11 of 12. trust me, Bart, it's better to walk in on both your parents than on just one of them.
Oh, that's a boy. That's a tough one.
It's not that, really.
Is that it's either, I would say it's either Principal Skinner or Homer.
Trust me, Bart, it's better to walk in on both your parents than on just one of them.
Marge?
No, that's Milhouse. Damn. As well.
That is Milhouse? Yeah. Shoot.
That's 10 of 12 though, Mike. That's really impressive.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very impressed.
I remember that's a great line by Milhouse, though.
Oh, it's a great line. And just you picture Milhouse's parents of all parents to walk in on.
Oh, too. Yeah.
Remember the one where Bart sold Milhouse's soul?
Right.
And Bart is freaking out because everything is going wrong in his life. So he tries to get his soul back. He goes to Milhouse's place where they're staying. And Milhouse's dad, it's like 3 a.m. He goes, "Milhouse, give him his soul back. I've got work in the morning."
Before we leave, can I give you my favorite, one of my favorite lines ever?
Of course.
And I got it from the horse's mouth because I was, for my old TBS show, I interviewed Hank Azaria.
Oh, very nice.
I think he was, because he was Gargamel in that Smurfs movie. And I think we were doing the junket for that.
Okay.
So I was like, there's no way I'm not going to let him out of there without asking him some Simpsons, you know, talking about it for a little bit. And I go, I know he must be getting bothered. I wasn't going to ask him to do a voice or anything like that. But I, you know, he's the voice of Mo, the bartender,
yeah.
of one of the many he does. But
I
I had just seen like the previous week, this episode where I don't know if you remember it. I can't remember the premise, but anyway, the adults are arguing and Lisa goes, "Why? I wish everybody could just get along." And then Moo goes, he goes, "Yeah, well, if wishes were horses, I'd be eating wish meat every night."
Oh God. You know, I did look for Mo quotes and then I couldn't find him. Mo is one of my favorite characters. I had, I had Jeff Cesario on a few weeks ago and he was talking about, being on the Larry Sanders Show and Hank. And I said, I was at a urinal next to Hank at Century City once. And it took everything in my power not to say, "Hey now." And he said he actually probably would have loved it. So I'll leave you with that thought. Me taking a whiz next to Jeffrey Tambor, Mike. Mike, thanks so much for your time buddy. That was, you crushed it, man. 10 of 12. If we had prizes, I'd give you one. That was really fun, though. Thank you,
man. It was fun.
You got it. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, buddy. Have a great night. That's Mike Siegel from Color Television. I'd like to thank Mike Mercury as well and all your texts and calls. Thanks for sticking with us tonight. So much fun. We'll be back tomorrow night with Talking Green Bay Film, and Terry Barr will be here. I'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin. Sing it to you.